Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great, big, vast world of ours. I don't think I am being heard again, so I don't know what to do about this joy stuff. Oh, man. You know, Blog Talk Radio sometimes is just questionable. That's all I could say. I don't know if I'm being heard. So someone in the chat room, please let me know. As soon as it opens, there, better idea.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and I honestly have no idea if I'm being heard on the air or not. It does not appear I am on the air, but it does appear I'm on the air another way. So I have no idea what to think. Think I'm up, so I'm going to just proceed as if I am. It's Friday, July 29th. Two pieces of that, and I get a sort of hearing. Okay, so I'm not sure if I'm reading online or not. So we'll find out. So the deal is that today is July 29th, and my guest has not called in yet. So this will be an interesting challenge. If she does not call in, we'll either make it up, change it to next week, or see what we got. But in the meantime, I want to get a couple of the housekeeping things out of the way. The first would be that if you wish to participate in this show, you can do so by a couple of things. One would be going down to the chat room at the very bottom of the show page. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you just scroll down to the bottom of that, and then that chat room is there. The other is to go over to the Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, where I have a post pinned to the top of the page, the group. And there you can comment in there, either when you're listening live or when you're listening to the archive. And all of that. So you can put in questions, comments, things that resonate with you, et cetera, et cetera. And you may be hearing the chat, the chatter in the background, the bells as I'm listening to Blog Talk Radio. Be able to reset my settings here so I make sure that when I guest does call in, that she is available to get online and I can connect her in. So, the other part is you can call in on Skype, press the number 1 so that I know you are indeed wanting to talk to me and or our guest. And last but not least would be to dial into the phone 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. So there are ways that you can do that as well. So this is the end of what? The end of July. Really? I can't believe, like, we're halfway through this year. And all of that is still going on in most of our lives. Well, in particular, trying to find positive news. That's what we're trying to get. This is the end of Positive News Month, which is July. And during that time, we have encouraged through True Visions Media. We've encouraged folks to get involved in encouraging your own local media or yourselves even to focus on positive news rather than the trauma and drama that's out there. In that meaning that if something good happens, write about it, share it, put it on Facebook, put it over on the Positive News Media Facebook page or at positivenewsmedia.org and register over there, and you're welcome to post and share things over there as well. This is the last week of July, but you know what? That does not mean we are done with positive news. That does not mean we are done sharing it or that we are done with anything when it comes to positive and being positive in general. I mean, this whole show, Purpose Talk Radio, and pretty much my entire life focuses around trying to find things positive. Now, mind you, that does not, in any stretch of any imagination, mean that some of the bad stuff, some of the crummy stuff, doesn't happen once in a while. And we have to put up with it. You know, we hit things in times in our lives when we're maybe a little depressed or downtrodden or whatever. Well, I had a friend yesterday that called and just was at within. Because she didn't know what to do. She'd had some not so much good stuff go through. Somebody robbed her. She was trying to help. There were some other issues at home. Just some different things were happening for her. And yet, you know, I didn't know what to do to help except try to be there. And so we all get that at times. The end of the world. That doesn't mean we can't find a way to pick ourselves up. For me, it's circling myself with more positive people. And finding things that motivate me. Positive music, TED Talk, things like that. Those are the things that motivate me and keep me going. And those are the things that I like to share with people as well. Because it's important.
It's important that we do not have feedback on this show.
I got my stuff back. I got my studio back. What do you know? So, therefore, both things put me online that was on there a moment ago. You know, that's the way that we've got to find ourselves, too. What makes us happy? What keeps us going? What turns things around when they're not so pretty or good or whatever? Like, right now, you know, I got a guest that's not showing up. Well, what can I do? Well, the interesting part is we've got some storms. She's at work. Maybe she couldn't get away or lost the phone number or, you know, I just don't know. It could have been any number of those things.
whatever is going on for her life, I have to figure out something else. We have the fun. We have a different show to continue on, right? So, that's where we are. What do we want to talk about today, then? I need a new topic. I see that now. We can go back to positive news. We can have fun with that. We can talk about, I don't know. What can we talk about? Somebody give me a topic. Somebody in the chat room. Have a good time. Give me a topic. All right, let me talk to you a little bit about what you heard at the beginning of the show. There were a couple of songs. One is the theme song to Purple Stock Radio. And the first one is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark. The writers on it are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. Written several years ago, before we were even part of the show. So it's been a fun time seeing how that has progressed over time. And seeing that it has had a very specific purpose in everything. The other song that you heard is a positive news song that, again, was written by Jillian and myself and sung by Jillian. So, you can find both of those at True Trinity, TRUETRINITY.com. Again, TRUETRINITY.com. If you wish to get a hold of myself, if you wish to be a guest on the show, if you have products or services you'd like to share with our guests, our listeners, you can do that directly by emailing me at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O. Okay, I know what we can talk about. There's a couple of very interesting things that have happened this week. One in my own life, and one in the U.S. nation. And I've had a suggested this topic here, and I'm not sure how much I want to broach it, I'll be real honest with you. Because it could be a little touchy to some people. And that is that the United States has nominated a female candidate to the presidency. And we will have that election this fall. Now, I'm not going to talk specifics on the one candidate or another because I don't want to get into that discussion. Simple as that. I really don't care who people vote for. The one thing is that you vote, and that is in any country you are in where you have that possibility and that ability to do that. I definitely encourage you to be part of the process. It is important. You've been given that right for a reason. And therefore, very emphatically believe you should take advantage of it. Now, for some people, that means voting for somebody that they might not think is the perfect candidate. For some people, that may mean just voting to avoid other candidates from getting in. Whatever your reason and however you choose, that's it. However, what I want to touch on is potentially, and hopefully some folks will call in on this and discuss it as well, you know, our world and our country is changing. We are removing some glass ceilings for various people and ethnic groups and preferences and religious groups and on and on and on. And it's probably about time. You know, our nation is old. We're starting to get old. You know, 1776. Okay, that was created. Well, guess what? You know, a lot of things have changed since then. People's understandings of life, the age they live to, that there even is the religious or spiritual dichotomy, that the interest in different things in life have changed. We've probably added, I don't know, 20 sports, different types of sports to our lives since then. We've added various types of electronics, news media, ways of sharing information. All of that has changed from a world that was pretty single-minded. People moving over here from Europe with whatever background they had, trying to create something brand new. Going into space that someone else had already inhabited with the Native Americans, with whoever was over here at the time, whatever tribe, nation, country, whatever was here, and creating something different. So, okay, as the times change, we have had Catholic presidents, we've had agnostics, we've had, and I'm not going to name them or identify which ones are what, or, you know, we know the first Catholic president was John F. Kennedy. We know we're saying that the first black president is our current President Obama. We've had pretty much a male-dominated House and Senate for all these years. And we've had some females come into those positions. We've never had a female vice president. We did have one run. We never had a female vice president. However, now we have a female presidential candidate. And what does that mean to our country? That means we are progressing. We are looking at other people and other types of skills that people might have to be eligible to run our country, be the head of our country, to work with the House and the Senate and those that create our legislation. And that, you know, there's not the division that there used to be. Now, I know there are some people who say, I will never vote for a female president. That is your choice entirely. I understand it, and it happened. And that's what it is. Some people said they would never vote for a black president. Some might say they might never vote for a Methodist president. Well, whatever. It really doesn't matter. That's your choice. However, that option is available now without hesitation in general on that ballot. You know, we will have two solid candidates as well as any others that might be on outside of those two major parties, and as well as anyone that wants to write in, be written in. You make the decision. You make a decision as to what you want for the future of your country based on their skills, their history, perhaps their family, perhaps their background. All of that comes into play. Sometimes we wish it wouldn't. Maybe that's just their experience. We do consider all of that as we vote. And that opportunity is even available is important. Now, part of that, you know, England has had female leaders. They have queens that run the world, the country over there. So, those, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone when it comes to the possibility of America having a female run its country as well. Maybe England and America will get along a little better. Don't know. Don't know what Queen Elizabeth thinks about this. Don't know what Prince Charles thinks about this. I'm not going there with it right now because this topic was just put before me. And someone said, threw a question out and said, what does this mean? What I think it mainly means the world, though, is that there will be a different dynamic in communication. Definitely different styles of communication between men and women. We see that and we hear that all the time. We know, you know, we've seen the books, we've read the things, you know, the men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It doesn't mean literally or anything else. What it really means is that the personalities, the communication styles, and the like are different for each of the genders, no doubt. So, you know, you've all been around, you know, the men talking to the men. And they have the, you know, this definite style about them. Sometimes, you know, the grunts, the groans, the laugh, the belly laugh when there is something going on. All of that, their personality, a part of their style. You know, women tend to be softer. They tend to be more direct as well. I'm more direct than some of my male counterparts. I get yelled at for sometimes because people are like, how can you be that way? I'm more, a little more liberal. Then kind of, I think, sometimes, you know, they just don't say, they won't say what's on their mind because it might have some emotion to it. It might, if there's any softness to it, that's not allowed. Sometimes women don't care about that. Whether it's the softness, whether it's whatever, as long as it's professional and it's allowing us to move forward, it doesn't really matter. I don't think so. But I think the style of communication is going to be something if we do have a female president. I think the style of communication to the world as we know it is going to become very different. Simply because of gender. But I don't think it's really going to change. It might shock some of the male counterparts that are in other countries just because they're not used to it. But that's only for the United States, they're not used to it. They're used to dealing with it, as I said, in England, just fine, thank you very much. So why should it be any different with the United States? I think that's one of the concerns with people here as they're looking at an election. Can't have it. We've never had it before. How will she communicate with the world? Well, she'll communicate with the world just as well as anybody else has ever communicated with the world and just as well as she communicates with anybody else. So what does that mean? A little different style, perhaps. We are still America. We are still, hopefully, a united country. For the election, we will still be a united country, a United States. You know, Europe had some separation in it recently. Yeah, well, whether that will go through, whether that will be finalized, I don't really know for sure yet. And what it's gonna, what is that going to mean to the rest of the world? Around us is constantly changing. It is not today what it was yesterday. Now, I'm going to take this in a little different direction. I'm going to take it into a little bit more of a personal direction. this week I had one of the hugest awakenings, clarifications, two by fours across the head, perhaps, that I've had in a long time. And it has put me in a odd space. It's an awakening, it was illumination, and at the same time, it was a letdown that I haven't let too many people know about. So here we go. I, at my church, am working with the book called Lessons in Truth. Those that know I attend a Unity church for my spiritual home. I was raised Catholic. I still attend those services when I'm around my family. All well and good. As we were talking about communication, you know what? My communication when I'm around the various churches and the various spiritual homes changes as it needs to. You know, I'm used to clapping once in a while, responding to the minister. I was in a born-again church for a while. Well, you betcha you expected to say something. Encourage the minister to keep going with the lesson. Unity doesn't really do that. The Catholic Church definitely doesn't do that. I learned to communicate differently. Based on my surroundings. Based on where I am and what I'm doing. So let me tell you what happened, and then I'm going to go. I just discovered what my topic I think is going to switch to. And that's being communication in general. So I was in class this week, and I was relaying just a past incident. And some of what I've shared before is that I originally thought about 10 years ago that I was going to heard from God to start a deaf ministry. And the only way I thought I could do that or handle that was to go to school and find out what an interpreter does, a sign language interpreter. Specifically. The only thing that made sense. How do you coordinate a ministry without knowing what the people involved in the ministry do? Go to school and go find out. I also knew that I didn't know American Sign Language well as the native language of the deaf community. I knew signs. I knew some things that kind of sort of works. But I didn't really know American Sign Language. And I knew that I had to be brought up to date on that. So I went back to school to get that education. For that, I changed churches. The ministers that I was working with at the time left the church as well. So that ministry there that I thought I was starting there was no longer part of my programming. So I had to listen to God, to Spirit, to my own intuition and say, now what? What do I do with all this? I needed to go back to the source for me of that initial message that I heard of that of deaf ministry. So how do I communicate with God? Prayer, meditation. And got my answer simply that I don't need a church to have a ministry. Wow. That opened my eyes. Okay, great. So I can continue my schooling. Okay, well, part of communicating in American Sign Language is seeing what the other person is saying with their hands. Oops. Communication dropped. Find a different way. Now what do I do? Find a different outlet and way to communicate in that community.
as well as in the world in what I thought I was supposed to be doing. So what do? I change it all up. I had to stop my education, but I didn't have to stop communicating in the community, even though I kind of did, because I couldn't see well enough to be able to communicate across the room. But I still had some deaf friends that I could hang with. I still had some interpreting class friends that I could hang with and try to keep my sanity. The hope with the intuition in myself, with communication within myself that said someday, get me back to it. That still small voice kept me going. The voice of my friends said, you still do this. Find a different way. If this is what you dream and what you are determined to do, find a different. So communicate just fine with deafblind folks. I could understand what they needed for the description of a room because it was something that I needed in conversation. Someone describe the room to me so I can get across safely. Someone tell me what those colors are, because I still remember the colors, and I can't see them well. Someone communicate my environment to me. And they did that. And I, in turn, learned to be able to communicate my environment and the environment they were in to deafblind folks. Sometimes without seeing it clearly. But I'd know when a person came in a room. I'd know about how tall they are. I knew about whether they were business or casual. I could recognize that much. And every single day we run into those type of situations. We look at someone and our brain communicates to the rest of our body even what that person's going to be like. We make a judgment call based on how they look, how they act, how they seem. We make a judgment call based on gender. We communicate our feelings about it to our friends, to our family, to all those around us, and to ourselves. The question is, how do we communicate that, and what do we do with it once we find out about it? Do we choose to move forward in spite of any blocks or barriers that we think are there? Do we work around it? Or do we just choose to simply find a way to communicate? So, okay. So I have surgery. Brings back enough eyesight to go back to school. Communication again to get myself back at school, convince my instructors that it was still a possibility for me, even though my doctors had very clearly communicated to me that someday again I might be blind. So why am I pursuing such a career? Didn't matter. I felt within me that God had communicated to me this is what I'm supposed to do. Did I hear it right? Maybe not. I've discovered many years later. I tried to pursue it. I could not be successful. I could carry on a conversation just fine, thank you very much. I could do songs and music because I understood the meaning and it was wonderful. And music, I can always draw pictures in my head. It's like, music in and of itself is a different language and always has been. When I write it, when I sing it, when I'm around it, it feels like a different language, and it is its own form of communication. That's why I love it so much. It seems like I can understand it and relate to it most of the time. But maybe when I hear my nephew's band and they're pounding the instruments just a little too hard, and I can't understand the words. Yeah, then I'm not so sure. Oh, you know what? I have to take a moment here. I think I said it at the beginning, but in case I didn't, you know, as I speak of my nephew, it reminds me that I wanted to, on the air, wish my sister a very happy birthday. And she has said that this is her golden birthday, the 29th. Now, golden birthdays, of course, mean that you're celebrating the same year as the day. So she's trying to tell us that she's celebrating her 29th birthday on this 29th. Well, if that's the case, she could be my kid. So, no. And my mom's old enough that, that 20-year gap between our ages is, I've seen 16. That's about the max I've seen. So, sorry, Sandy, it doesn't work. I'll tell you what. I'll give you this. The second digit in your birthday is golden. You are golden. And I wish you a very golden day. That's about the best we can do. And the first digit in that birthday, well, yes, it can be doubled, and then you can be celebrating your golden birthday. And next year, it will be a golden anniversary of your birthday, your birthday of going around the sun. And next year, I'll really have it be a golden birthday for you. Anyway, so based on that, we'll go back to the show and back to the topic. I just wanted to make sure I communicated that clearly to her and to the world. As I moved forward in my career, something just didn't click. It didn't work. Didn't know why it didn't work. I still, you know, there's parts of me that still doesn't understand it. It's communication. It's easy. I'm great at communication. Or so I think. So others have told me. I'm a writer. I didn't think I was much of a speaker. I'm a conversationalist. I can get people to talk about just about anything, whether they want to or not, simply by listening and asking some questions. I've always been good at that. Maybe that's why the journalism was so good. Because I did listen. And I asked questions. And I do that in general conversation as well. And I pay attention. And I put eye contact in for some reason. American Sign Language was only successful as communication mode for me, not as an interpreter mode. So this week, with the book, as we were talking about different things in my class and having spiritual understanding, there was this click in my brain that I, as I shared about the interpreting, that communicated clearly to me the answer to everything. I hope I can remember it to this day. I hope I can remember this 10 years from now and that feeling, that clearness, that no doubt about it. You know, I had no doubt about it when I understood that I was supposed to go to school. But you know what? I wasn't going to school for the right thing. I guess. But in this conversation I had around the class table, I said that, you know, I realized, as I mentioned earlier today, that I don't need a church to have a ministry. That's fine. But then further on that, to have a deaf ministry does not mean that I have to be an interpreter or involved, per se, in the interpreting field. What it simply meant is that somehow in my world, in the world that has been given to me, in the environment that has been given to me, I needed to learn how to minister within the deaf community. Whatever that might mean. And you know what? To me, it meant something very simple. Just be there. Help where I'm needed. Be a part of where and when I'm needed. Communicate what I know and allow them to teach me and communicate what they know. For me, it's the same thing with the blind community. somehow I stayed closer to that, more involved in that community than I did with the deaf as far as an involvement. Because there was a fine line with the deaf community between being a student and a potential future interpreter. And an ally when it came to socialism. I'll never be a member of the community unless I lose my hearing. Not fully anyway. Sometimes I feel the same with the blind community. Because I didn't totally lose my eyesight at first. I felt like I was on the peripheral community either. And had to learn to communicate with both. And be who I was, as strong as that theme song says. I needed to speak, be, live, share who I was and how I could be a part of both worlds. And learn to do that. I am now going to need to do that in the deaf community, within the counseling community, if that's where I go. You know what? It doesn't mean anything different from what I'm doing already. I'm going to share who I am, what I have to offer with the world, professional way. Simple. Sounds simple. And I think that's where I started this. When I said, if we have a female president in the United States, it's going to be the same thing. We have another male president. You know what? That's what's important. Not the gender, but that we as the United States are able to communicate with other countries who we are, what we have to offer, what we need to other countries in a professional, outgoing, wonderful way, without fighting, without victory, without backbiting. That's what's important in all of our professions, in all of our worlds, and whether we have one gender or the other in the White House, it's still the importance of everything. So, as I'm sure you've guessed by now, the guest who was supposed to be on this show today has not yet shown up. And somewhere in all of that, apparently there's a problem with communication. I'll have to get a hold of her later and hope that nothing was wrong. Forward from there. I will try to update the description of this show. Something else. See if that works. In fact, I'll go in right now and do that and see if I can do that. I don't think I can change the name of it. But maybe I can. And I would do that as being, as learning to communicate clearly and effectively as a listener and as a speaker. In all professions. So let's see if this changes. I don't know. You hear me going through and trying it. Could change. Let's see. Oof. Magic. That means I get to change the description on this too. Since our guest did not show up, we can do that. You know? I wish you all great communication this week, every week. Now, if you want to be a part of this conversation before I do close it out, please call in at 347-205-9074.
Again, 347-205-9074. If you listen to the archives of this show, feel free to come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversation and post in that section. I think I'll have to put up a new post for that and change the one next week for Anne. To next week, and hopefully she's available. I don't know. And the week after that, we have got this amazing guest. Well, I always think my guests are amazing. And it is a woman named Megan Murphy, Kindness Rocks Project. And maybe some of you have seen these Kindness Rocks somewhere and picked them up and felt just a little bit better for it. She'll talk about that and how it came to be from something that was just a hobby to now kind of a full-time unpaid job. So if you'd like to be a guest on our show, you can send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. You also can get a hold of me for some other services that I provide. First would be to sponsor the show, which is True Visions Travel. We provide specialize in travel for those needing special needs, special accommodations, as well as, of course, domestic, international travel for groups and individuals. If you didn't hear last week, one of the biggest projects we're involved in right now is the Ghostly Ghastly Train and TE trip up the west coast of the United States between San Diego and Portland. So go back to last week and listen to Joy Siren talk about that trip and Siren School and their mythic adventures and how that is just one of the wonderful things that they are doing over there, to allow people to experience something a little different than what they might expect. Hey, maybe you want to consider a political trip. I don't know how that would work. Maybe people could be on each side of the political arena and have your speeches and feel what it's like to have to prepare that and fit into somebody's mold. Putting that out there as a thought. Not saying that's a trip that's happening or anything like that. Just putting it out there as a thought. So having said all of that, like I say, hopefully we have Anne back next week, or we do something else with it. And we can pre-record it for her. She's at work. The affirmation for this week. Let's see. How do I want to do this? I don't have one particularly. The affirmation for July 29th. Is, let's see, what do we want to have be? I'd like to leave you with something each week. There, exactly what I think I said the title of the show is. I am communicating effectively and efficiently at all times. You know, the premise of my original company, True Visions Media, just truevisionsmedia.org, is that providing effective, efficient communication, one positive word and graphic at a time, in personal, professional, and journalistic platforms. And I've been really striving to focus on that tag and to make sure that it happens. I think the biggest piece of that is allowing others to come in and be able to share their mode of communication with me as well.
So I think I got all that. Oh, the Siren School website, sirenschool.com, SirenSchool.com. I am not finding the ghastly, ghostly trip immediately. If it decides to come up fast enough, I will give that to you as well. And, you know, I think whatever happens in this world, I wish you all clear communication. It doesn't matter what gender, religion, ethnic, whatever. The point is it's communication. It's learning to say what you need to say and hear what someone else wants to communicate with you, wants to say to you, or show to you. Because sometimes the communication is simply in body language. Sometimes it's in signs. Sometimes it's in our face. It all shows. It's all part of it. So the Ghastly Ghostly Train and Tea Tour, ghastly.teatravelerssociety.com, ghastly dot teatravelerssociety.com. I've been calling it a trip. I apologize, Jay. It's been a tour, which makes a whole lot more sense. So, folks, I think I have no more to say to communicate to you this week. Except for one last time. You know, positive news. If you want to have that positive news in your world, as opposed to if it leaves, it bleeds, being on the front pages, on the upper folds, on your magazines, on the covers, on your news broadcast, on your radio and TV. It's up to you to communicate with those professionals what you want and what you need. If you don't want the negative stuff, don't watch it. Simple as that. Don't search it on the internet. Click on that button when it pops up on your feeds and your searches. Look at what you want, because that will be shown to the advertisers as well. How many clicks, looks, whatever. If there's not any, guess what? They won't advertise on that. If they don't advertise on those kind of programs or that kind of message, then the media can't use it anymore because it's not making them money. They have to change to something else. It's up to us what we do with everything. So communicate to your media what you want. I hear so often, I can't turn on the TV or can't listen to the newspaper. Fine. Keep it that way. Share with them what you do want. Send me messages. Send me letters to the editor. Send the press release, whatever, from this last week, a positive news line. And communicate what you want. It's up to you. So as we end this show, I leave you with the song, the positive news song. Again, sung by Jillian Clark, written by she and I. It is available at positivenewsmedia.org. It's a free download as well as a video. You're welcome to share that with anyone you like. We also have the song, I Am Who I Am, by the group True Trinity. Jillian, Rachel Grace, my song. That song is at TRUETRINITY.com. So, folks, until next week, I wish you all soul blessings and thanks for listening and being part of the show. Have a great week.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe. achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel the change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.